Yeah, absolutely. Like, this is causing really, really annoyance right across the state. Not only will it push up the cost of housing on first-time buyers and those entering the second home market, but also farmers who are building sheds for their cattle, anybody who uses concrete, anybody who uses blocks, to see a 10% increase at a time of huge construction inflation. Now, we in Sinn Féin have been saying that, look, you know, there has to be a levy to actually pay for the redress that we need in terms of MICA, in terms of Pirate, and also defective apartments around Dublin. But this isn't the type of levy that we've been looking for. First and foremost, the banks will be a big beneficiary of this because they'll have, you know, loans that are out against houses that are valueless. They'll have those restored. So we need to see a levy placed on the banks to contribute towards this. Yes, there needs to be a levy in the industry, but that needs to be on the profits of larger, profitable, large-scale developers. And the third thing is that those who actually pursued or who actually were involved in defective block and defective departments need to be pursued. But the idea that this government has just decided that anybody who buys a block or a metre of concrete is going to be hit with this levy, it just shows how out of touch this government is.
Now, last night, it seems that government sources were circulating old Sinn Féin speeches on MICA, in which the likes of yourself called for an industry levy to fund the MICA redress scheme. Your reaction to those kind of developments?
Well, as I've just said, we've always been arguing that there needs to be a levy to actually fund it when we want a proper amount of money to actually fund the defective blocks restoration here in Donegal and elsewhere. That's why we put in $200 million into the pot in our alternative budget. The government actually only increased theirs by $5 million. But again, going back to the core issue, it's about how this levy is designed and who it falls on. So the concrete block levy should be paid by the banks. It should be paid by those who were directly responsible. And yes, industry should pay, but that should be on the shoulders of profitable, large-scale companies, the likes of Heinz and the likes of Cairns, those companies that are making multi-million euro profits. What the government has basically done is that the young lad who's out there building an extension for a house in Ballyshannon or in Gidor is actually going to be carrying this weight, and actually the person who's looking for the extension is going to pay this. That's not the right type of approach. The government should listen to what Sinn Féin is putting forward. Yes, we understand there needs to be a levy. Yes, we recognise that those who pay for it should be those who are responsible in the first instance, but also the banks who will benefit, and also those who actually can afford to pay for it, which are the profits of larger developers in this state. Not the idea that every single brickie, every single person who's involved in construction, everybody who wants to get their road tarred or to build a cattle shed out the back of their farm will actually see a massive 10% increase in product at a time when that product has already increased drastically over the last year.